Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight we are talking step five, accountable, and we are going to be touching on proactive behaviors. Fun. But of course, we start our show always with welcoming my beautiful co-host, Terry. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Good. And this
holiday,
is Kelly Fox.
So it's always nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, always nice. And just to start our call off, how was your week?
Well, I'm going to have to stop and think about that. Sometimes I have trouble remembering my week.
Yes,
that
is something that happens. And since she just spoke up, we are also happy to have with us our lovely guest coach, Janet Renner.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for letting me join you guys again tonight. Love it.
Well, we'd love to have you.
That's for sure.
It's a love fest.
Yeah,
it is.
I'll share what I've been doing.
Because the three of us, Janet, Terry, and I, are working on this fabulous live event that we're going to be doing at the end of April, and so we've been getting that
super
information
excited.
Together. So, yep. So we've been getting that information together so that we can send it out to all of you. And so today, or this weekend and this week, I've been working on that. And in the last few days, I've created a whole new website, a Facebook event, flyers, automatic emails, and all kinds of things. So I've definitely been holding
amazing.
Myself accountable and being proactive.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what you've done. I'm so proud of
you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thank
blows
you.
Me away.
I don't even want to learn how to do all that, and now I have you to do it. I love it.
I have a purpose.
And I figure that's a proactive behavior on my part.
Yes, it is. And it's a proactive behavior on my part, too, because I wouldn't be doing any of this stuff without you guys' support, you know, and being a team. You know, being a team. But really, it's like, oh, wow, isn't it so much more motivating and inspiring when we have each other?
Yeah.
We're like doing
it
together.
Yep. And that is a proactive behavior. I mean, it really is, too. You know, to find like-minded people, but people that have, you know, a variety of strengths and bring that all together to, I mean, we benefit immensely from that. And then to take that out to the world and be able to share that with others and help them to be proactive in their lives, to have adventure and fun and use these amazing strategies that we've been talking about now. And this is our third year of going through these strategies and these concepts that can change and transform a person's life by just applying them to their thoughts and to their actions.
Yeah, so my question for you guys, since you just said that, Terry, and my question to you guys, did you ever imagine for, 6 years ago, that you would be where you're at today with all that you're sharing with other people and how you're involved? And
No. I would even say three years ago I didn't.
Yeah, and how much has the two of you doing this together, how integral part of your journey has that been to make it happen for you guys to work
together?
Well,
I definitely think that because it's a team effort, like I know that she's depending on me just as much as I'm depending on her. I think it definitely helps me get, you know, what I need done each week to make sure that it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely think that being to hold myself accountable to my commitments, it's much easier to do when I involve someone else in that process. And
exactly.
Because it's easier for me to keep a commitment when I feel like I'm not alone in that commitment. So, you know, like I had this friend that we both were really wanting to go to the gym, and the only available time she had was 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Now, for people who know me, that is crazy time. That's the time I go to bed sometimes, not the time I wake up. Mm. So it was very, very hard for me to get up, but I did it. I got up and I went to the gym with her every single, every single day that we had scheduled. I think it was like 3 times a week, or it may have been, I don't remember, but, cause she moved to Texas like a year ago, but I got up and I went. And did I want to? No, but I knew she was going to show up. So, so I got myself there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The power of accountability with another person or a group or whatever is, I find, is huge. Like for myself and working out, I couldn't work out as consistently as I do if I didn't have a group that I love to see and meet up with and know that, you know, at the end of the workout, hey, we're going to get some time together to just chat and catch up and connect. And same with, you know, same with like doing things, like getting myself to do things that are not out of my daily routine that I want to do. But, you know, if I don't have anyone pushing me, like this event that we're going to be doing, like if I didn't have the two of you, yeah, I want to do it, and yet how likely am I to do it without us working together as a team and making that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, how likely are you guys to do it without us working together as a team?
Yeah, probably not very likely.
Exactly.
Which is why we've all like we're drawn to each other, I think, because we work well together and we, you know, we equally motivate each other. And I think we all each have specific strengths that really add to the dynamic of what we can provide when we're together. And I think that we may not have known that when we first started. I mean, we knew we all liked each other, but we didn't know we would necessarily click as in, you know, helping others, you know, while we're coaching. But because we were willing to step out and take that step, you know, we created this, something that's really special, I think. And, you know, and I think that that's how you start to build your team. That's how you start to, you know who are the people that you can go to help you, because you take that first step. And then, you know, how many years down the road, like how long is it, like when we first met back up was like 4 years ago now or something like that. And we're such good friends. We've been supporting each other this whole time. And we've had some amazing times together, amazing adventures. And it was all because we were willing, you know, to be there, you know, to step up and say, I'm here for you. Will you be there for me? And and that's the first thing you have to, you know, you have to do.
Mm-hmm. You have to be willing, exactly, to step out. And don't worry what it's going to look like, because I never imagined we'd be doing all that we're doing. I never imagined. And yet, were they open to the possibility of whatever without even knowing what the whatever was going to be? I was. I think we all were.
Yeah.
And that's what has brought us to where we are now and going, yeah, let's do more.
Yeah,
yeah, let's do this together because we all want to do something more. And yet,
that goes to the commitment, you know, which is one of the steps as well, you know, that we've made this connection because we've been willing to see the opportunities and we've been willing to support and we're committed to the process and we're committed to one another and that builds confidence and builds that momentum that allows you to step out of your comfort zone and take those risks and do those things that you wouldn't do by yourself because, you know, you've just built up that connection and that commitment and then there's that momentum to move forward and propels you out of your comfort zone. And I think that's really the purpose of the proactive behaviors is to be willing to step out of your comfort zone and take a stretch or a risk and grow. I mean, that's the only way that you can change is to step out of your comfort zone. And so doing this adventure weekend that we're planning, and Kelly's worked so hard and did such an amazing job on the marketing part of it, it will be out of our comfort zone, but we have the confidence and the motivation to do it because of the connection that we have and the commitment we have to each other. And that is a result of living these principles and being open and being present and willing and, you know, just applying those to the way that we live. And that's exciting. And that's very different from what my life was like 6-10 years ago. Even 3 years ago, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that we have each other's back and that we're all in this journey together and we're all like going, oh, crap, come on, let's jump. And we're jumping.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it together. And it's like, yeah, we're all like, you know, it's like, okay, do we know exactly how it's going to look or, you know, the feedback people are going to have or the experiences that we'll all have or, no, we don't know. And though we know this is our calling and we know we happen to be here in this space and time together in this moment for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we don't know exactly how it's going to unfold, we're willing. And we know we're all in this together and it's like, yeah, here's an opportunity. Here's an opportunity. Any one of us can choose at any time to say, no, never mind, I'm too afraid. And yet, together, having the support of one another, when one of us feels like that creeping up, going, no, this is too scary, we have each other's back to support each other and go, hey, I got you. We're in this together.
Yeah, and a step that we haven't really talked about in this particular go-around is trust. And I think that not only do we trust the process, but we trust one another. And there's a lot of power and safety and comfort in knowing that you can trust the people that you're working with and that, you know, that commitment to have each other's back, to be there for each other and just, you know, that trust that you develop is an amazing part of this process as well.
It's so beautiful. And for me to have you guys on this journey with me and to have this connection and being able to do this, I mean, it just feels so rich. And, my little bit nervous. Not that we're all working together. I'm not nervous about that at all. I'm nervous because it is a stretch or a risk or a die for us to be putting ourselves out there. And yet I am so incredibly grateful because I would not be doing this without you guys right now. I know that.
Yeah.
Even though my heart desires it, I know my fear is too great to step out there myself. So I need you guys. And I feel I feel the same. And that's why it's happening.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, I do too. And it just, for me, it just feels right. I mean, even you know how when your life is really in sync and it's in alignment with your intentions and your soul, it just feels right. And and that's the way this journey feels, working on this workshop. I mean, we've done workshops together and it just feels right. And that's an amazing feeling. It doesn't feel that there's no fear there. There's no, you know, that you're stepping out of your comfort zone, but it feels like it's the right time to do it, the right people, it's the right circumstances, and that gives you the confidence and courage to step out of your comfort zone as well.
Exactly. Because none of us can do it alone. And it's like, boy, you know, we are using it. We are walking it. We are doing it.
Yeah.
We are not stepping out alone.
That's huge for me, because I've always been a person who really sabotaged myself because I wasn't willing to let other people in, you know, to help me. I mean, I was, because I had this perfectionist addiction, it was, I had to do it, and I had to do it perfectly by myself. You know, and I would say things like, well, if I want anything done right, I have to do it myself. I don't know how many times I said that. And that's crazy. That's crazy talk. But that was the addiction that I was stuck in, you know? And now I'm being vulnerable and being open and present and asking for help and wanting to work with other people and benefit from their strengths. I don't see that as a threat. You know, to me and my worth, I see that as, wow, this is so cool, because now we can take the three of us, we can take our strengths and wow, we can become this really, you know, this power that can help other people to feel that and to move forward. And before I would have been jealous, or I would have felt less of a person because someone else could do something better than me. Now I say, I am so glad that you're with me because you have this amazing strength. And how much more can we do by combining our strengths together and moving, you know, and that kind of an action. That's 6 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do that either, because I would have been fearful that people would see you as being better than me and being less. And, you know, I just would have been caught into that wheel of fear of not being good enough instead of my wheel of freedom, which is compassion and seeing the best in everyone and myself as well. It's just like, it's like night and day. You know, that's the kind of transformation that living these principles can bring to your life. Just, you see everything in a different, you know, a different way.
Yeah. Exactly. That was beautiful. You know, beautifully stated and oh so true.
Yeah.
You know, every single word. And I truly believe, you know, we're at this time, this place, right now for a reason. And we're all doing it together. And I think so important what you said is, you know, our fear is always there. It doesn't mean we're doing this and our fears don't come up. They do. And yet, one of the huge things is that we are willing to let go or recognize the fears. And I think the word you said, you know, I was addicted to perfectionism. I'm not sure if it was addiction or it was just your fear was running you and in control. And that's how you were existing, because you didn't have the skills and tools
right.
and knowledge to call it something else, what it truly is. It's just our fear, and we all have it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we're with the background that we all have and doing this work and working it for the years that we have, you know, it's that is what allows us to work together and not feel threatened or intimidated or anything else, but instead praising each other's strengths, because we all have our individual strengths
mm-hmm.
that we bring to the table.
Yep.
And, I mean, wow, how fortunate are we? How fortunate.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, it's just amazing. And to me, it's so amazing to be able to look at life in such a different way. I think the best part for me is I don't remember the other stuff. You know, the years of feeling inadequate, the years of, you know, telling lies in order to make myself feel better, the years of, you know, being a perfectionist. It's like I don't live in that world anymore, and I'm just moving forward in this world that's full of, you know, acceptance and compassion and understanding that it's fear. It's not that I'm of less value. It's just that these fears come up, but I have these tools now to just be able to say, you know, get behind me, little fear. I'm going to move forward. And I know that that's not true. And mm-hmm. I'm so grateful that I don't remember all that. I mean, once in a while, it'll be a flashback, or the kids will say, remember when you did this? And I think, yep, but that's not me anymore. That's not me
mm-hmm.
anymore.
mm-hmm.
I am not that person anymore. And I'm grateful for how far I've come. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It's, you know, you just live in the present and you move forward. And so mm-hmm. that I'm so grateful that it's like I have this little wall here. I don't have to that's not me anymore. So I don't live there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And how beautiful is that?
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling, you know, not to bring up all the mistakes you made and think about, you know, oh, I must have ruined my children's lives. Well, you know what? They're doing a good job at that themselves, so they can just go on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Kelly.
Oh, I know you're not talking about me. Just kidding.
Yeah.
We all do things. We all do things. That's the whole part about being human. And I think that that's why, you know, as you get to know yourself, as you become aware of who you are and what supports you, like I know that for me to follow through on a commitment, I'm going to more likely do it when I'm in, you know, I'm on a team doing it, or I have mm-hmm. someone who's doing it with me. Not necessarily checking on me, but doing it with me. That's what supports me. That's what helps with my anxiety level, or, you know, my consistency is when I have someone doing it with me. And I know that about myself. And so if I really want to set myself up for success and I really want to stay committed to something, I can always, you know, and I'm not doing it, I'm going, you know, I can go, okay, well, do I have this, you know, this person on my team? You know what I mean? So am I really committed? Because if I was really committed, I know how I could, you know, make myself more successful. So, I mean, it's also, you know, it's a tool. It's a way you can check yourself. If you're not used to asking for help, it definitely could be a risk or a die to, you know, say, I really want to keep this commitment. Will you keep it with me? That mm-hmm. definitely, especially on what the commitment is, that could definitely mm-hmm. be a scary thing to do. But when you do that, you open yourself up to so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And the possibilities really are just, you know, they're just, you have, I mean, you have no idea, you know, what could happen. Like, 4 years ago, we had no idea we would be such good friends, and,
right.
you know,
right.
You know, and do all these things together and, you know, and everything, you know, but because we were willing to take that first step and the step after that, we're now here. And how amazing, you know, it'll be 4 years from now, looking back on the last eight, you know, and what will we have accomplished then, you know? So it's just, it's just constantly taking those steps, being willing to take those little steps forward.
Yeah, and seeing each person innocence, seeing each person's knowing that each person, and really believing that each person is just doing the very best that they can.
Yep.
You know, and being able, and in order to do that, I think you have to know within yourself that you're doing the best you can. Because if you're tricking yourself, it's not going to work. You know, if you're not being, if you're not being honest with yourself, it never works, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if any one of us is not being honest within ourselves with, and being, you know, being honest within ourselves, to ourselves, to our own greatest good or calling or whatever, this wouldn't all be happening. There's no way. Couldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I love that. I love that we're doing this. I love that you guys are, you know, have led the way, absolutely, and been willing to include, you know, so many of us, given so many of us the opportunity to be on this call with you guys. That's so huge. That's so amazing. What a gift. And I know I really, really appreciate it. I know being on this call feeds me all the time. All the time.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that you are willing to give of your time and yourself here on the call as well. And we are very grateful for the other coaches I have as well. And that's why we want to, because we get the privilege of being, you know, being associated with so many amazing people. And we want to share that as well. You know, not only the tools and the information that we've learned and, you know, and coach with Fearless Living and everything, but the amazing people that are involved in the community and the coaches. And I think that that's why I love the fact that we, you know, that we promote our community, and we we're quite aware that you know, our listeners are, you know, you want to know, want to hear different points of view, not just ours.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we're really lucky to have those amazing other points of view and mm-hmm. all the things that you and other coaches have brought to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and by putting it out there, how freedom-based is that? Right?
Yes.
It's like,
yep.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Total freedom. It's like if you guys weren't walking the talk and living it in every cell of your being, you wouldn't be doing this. You wouldn't be opening it up to the community. You wouldn't be, you know, to other coaches. There would be that, you know, old, you know, self-doubt, I'm not good enough, blah, 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 comparing and all that. And yet that is what... you know, you bring or open up to the community is like, here we are, guys. Let's all do this together. Anyone, you know, any of you guys, you know, how awesome is that? I love it.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it too.
Yeah. Amazing.
So I think.
Yeah. I mean, I love our community.
No, I was just going to say, so I think, like, to wrap this up or sum it up, it's like from this call, just realizing how valuable support and creating your team of support and being open to not saying what it has to look like, but being open that, yeah, I want to build my community and just putting that energy out there into the universe so that it can show up for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's a real proactive behavior.
Exactly.
And it's the core of that willingness to do that is being true to your nature and trusting
mm-hmm.
yourself so
mm-hmm.
that you can actually do that. And that vulnerability and that willingness to not have to have everything decided before you enter into the activity or enter into the workshop or enter into the conversation, whatever it is a real sign of trust. Trusting your
mm-hmm.
higher power, trusting your intuition, and trusting the process. And that's,
mm-hmm.
I think, one of the amazing things that we've been able to develop in our team, the three of us, and in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very grateful for both of you and our lovely Fearless Living community and all of the listeners and people who participate on our page. We're very grateful for all of you. And please keep an eye out for the workshops that we have, especially if you're local to the Central California area. But we would love to have anyone who wants to come, and all of that information is on the website. So check it out or on our Facebook page under events. So I thank you so much, Janet and Terry, for being on the call with us tonight. And we bid you adieu. I don't know. That's funny. Anyways, but keep being accountable and seek out those people that are going to help you do it. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, girl. Thanks.
Good night.
Love you.
Be fearless.
Bye.